Well, Paul, you had most of the game, but we couldn't get the ball in the net.
No, it's look, as I say, there was three or four chances in the first half, and we've just said in there, you know, we have to be a little bit more clinical when you have those kind of opportunities. And then obviously the longer the game goes on, then the less opportunities we had second half, you know. But as I said, you know, we're in a tough place at the moment, but the pleasing aspect of that tonight was what we ended with, sort of 5-6 teenagers on the pitch, you know, 2-3 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, you know, and that's a pathway for these. Like I said the other day on the interview, there's a pathway there, and he's giving people that opportunity. And as I said, I think some of them, you know, they've shown that they can hack this level, and you know, and it's a learning process for them. As I said, I think young Phil's done well again. He's got things in his game as a defender that he needs to iron out, but again, it's another 90 minutes under his belt. I think he's been great. I think Dylan, when he's come back inside into the centre of midfield, and then Jake's come on, I think the pair of them have done really well. These are young boys. I mean, you know, they're learning the trade, and we're learning our trade in a difficult period. But as I say, there's things afoot that we can sort this out. There's a couple of players back on Saturday, you know, in Albion and Jensen, so that's going to strengthen us as well. But as I say, great, you know, great experience for these young boys to come and sample that, and for them to, you know, to get 20-25 minutes into the tank a little bit, to understand what football is like outside of the under 18s, and they can see it's a little bit tougher than what they're used to, but they'll learn. And as I said, so in that respect, the club's going in the right direction, but we have got to start putting teams to bed a little bit when we get opportunities. As I said, we have been a little bit wasteful tonight, especially in the first half. But credit to Ashbourne. They said that, you know, they've worked really hard, and I'd like to pay them some congratulations, because they've come, they've done a job, they've stuck at it. You know, in the first 20 minutes when they're under a collar a little bit, they've really defended very, very well. Keepers had a very good game tonight, and congratulations to them, and good luck in the next round. They deserve to be there.
Gary, it's always a lottery, isn't it? Penalties.
Yes, I mean, I did have some nerve concerns as well, because the keeper, to be fair, has played very well tonight for them. He's handled the ball well. We've helped him at times with the quality of some of our balls in the final third, but he's a big, strong, imposing goalkeeper, and you know, he's kicked well. And you know, the advice I gave to the lads who volunteered and the couple who were voluntold was to pick your spot, don't change your mind, keep your knee over the ball. And you know, penalty is a bit of a lottery, and when an experienced player like Jamie blazes his over the ball about into Leicestershire, he's probably still travelling that ball. You know, it's one of them. It is a bit of a lottery, and it was a shame, really. And fair play to young Stevie Savage for I voluntold him. I want to say, like, go on, you go for it, you know, because one or two players were a bit nervous about it, and he go, yeah, I'll have one. And you know, he's missed the last one, but it's not on him. It's great experience for these guys tonight, as Paul said. So you know, you look at, you know, Sebo in 16, Phil 16, and a couple of 17-year-olds there as well. I think Stevie Savage himself only just turned 17 a few weeks back. So yeah, it was a frustrating night, but it's part of the process. You know, the reason that Paul and I are here is because, you know, the season hasn't quite gone as planned, and then obviously that's part of the pressure on Paul, who felt as though he needed to step away and look after his health. So this is part of the process, and as we said to the lads on Saturday, and as we said to the lads today, you know, the hole could get deeper before we start to fill it in. And you know, we've got some light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully, with a couple of players now clear of suspension, a couple of key players for us, subject to Albie getting a pass out to be able to join us on Saturday at Mansfield. I think he's away again this weekend, which I've spoken to him about, the need that he's there as captain. So hopefully that one sorts itself out. But then keen eye on looking at the treatment table and who we can get back in the next few weeks. That said, we've started to make a few approaches for players as well, because some of the players are going to be 3 or 4 weeks back, and we can't afford to wait that, or we don't want to wait that long. So it'll be a good problem to have, hopefully, in a few weeks when we've got players back injured and from injury, and we've brought one or two players in to help. You know, you could see how threadbare we were tonight. You know, that we were really sort of stretched tonight. My only slight disappointment is we didn't get young Evan Wynn on the pitch. I think, again, when you look at the selection of substitutes we've got and positions on the bench, having made the sub we made, had we been a couple of goals up, maybe we'd have been able to make that switch and get him on somehow. But yeah, we just felt as though with the shape that we finished, it would be it would be a difficult one to get him on. But as we spoke to him at the end, he's had some great experience. He trained with us last week. He's done the warm up tonight. He's experienced sort of a first team game tonight, and hopefully taken some advice from the players, and he goes back to doing what he got him in this position of being considered for call ups. You know, regardless of the fact that we've got injuries and suspensions, well, the positives are that we're able at close quarters, Paul and I, to have a look at some of the young talent that we've got within the group and within the squad and at the club. And some of them do need to go away and do a bit of work and get a bit of strength and sort of tactically develop as well as physically develop. Our commitment is that we'll have a look at these young lads when the opportunity affords itself, and it has tonight. So we take those positives.
Paul, disregarding the penalties, it was a clean sheet. That's got to be some sort of a positive.
Yeah, of course. In any game, Robin, if you can keep a clean sheet, because, as you say, over the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, we've conceded, we've shipped a lot of goals. In terms of that, and let's be honest, in open play, they've not really hurt us in open play. But off a couple of set pieces, a couple of corners, we've got away with it. But that's what happens. To keep clean sheets, you need a little bit of luck. So, yeah, that's definitely a positive in terms of keeping a clean sheet, because it's something to build on. And obviously, we've threadbare at the back as well. You know, you're missing Harrison, missing Will Robinson. So it is tough. But as I said, Louis, Sturge have come in and have done well. You know, alongside, I thought Nathan was very, very good again today. As I say, and I thought Philip, right back, young lad, with his first full 90 minutes, did very well as well. So, yes, we did defend in open play. I thought we defended very well tonight to keep that clean sheet. And say, it is something to build on, yes.
Cheers, thank you. We'll see you in Mansfield.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.